Chapter 40. Ron drove home late. He was too tired to eat. He just wanted to peel off his clothes and crawl into bed in his tiny air-conditioned bedroom that had a folding door to separate it from the living room and a sheet tacked over the entry to the kitchen to keep the cool air consolidated. He wanted to run and tried to tell himself that he would gain energy from a run, but his body had whimpered back its response. He needed to call it a day. He stripped and climbed into bed, brought the phone with him for company. He dialed her number and closed his eyes. Hello? Hi. They felt the mutual smile through the connection. Did you have dinner? Said Celeste. I'll have breakfast, said Ron. He felt her wanting to feed him through the phone. I was surprised. Ferry said we were going to send the kids home early today after one session. But then he sprung on us that we needed this marathon film session. Are you exhausted? Yeah. Listen, I want to talk to you about something. Okay. We're going to need more money to live than we have. I need to go to work, said Celeste. What about Angel? If I could get something part-time, there's a daycare center at the community college. How is that going to be received? Things are going to change, said Celeste. That's an understatement, said Ron. They giggled a mutual laugh that was more of a coo. Ron felt himself relax into the feel of her. The silence was warm in the night air. He added, after football, I'm going to take on a forensics team. Between that and tutoring, I'll make more. We'll have enough, said Celeste. We don't need that much. Ron wasn't sure he liked the sound of that completely. He hadn't given a lot of thought to money since he had worked at Our Lady of the Forlorn that first year, and that summer had to live on Swiss cheese and pasta. He'd drunk tap water because he couldn't afford coffee. He'd even tried flavoring it with condiments that he picked up at his mother's house. He hadn't liked feeling poor. It brought back hot memories that he needed to push away. I wish I was there with you, he said. There was silence. Celeste answered, if you spend the night here, you'd be closer to work in the morning. Energy that he didn't know he had surged in him. You think it would be okay? I'll make it okay, said Celeste.